Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I forgot something yesterday. I forgot to read to you the O Antiphon. I've spoken about them in the last week or two, but the O Antiphons are such beautiful cries from the heart of God's, at the very beginning, God's people crying out to God. And the one for yesterday was, O Root of Jesse. That's why they're called the O Antiphons. They always begin with the letter O. O Root of Jesse, who stand as a sign among the people, before whom kings shall shut their mouths, to whom the nations shall make supplication, come to deliver us. Come to deliver us, and tarry not. Don't delay. Come, Lord, come to save us. What a cry that should be in our hearts every day as we await the beginning of the great feast. And today, the O Antiphon is this, O Key of David and Scepter of the House of Israel, who shut and none can open, come and lead to freedom the prisoner who sits in darkness and the shadow of death. People who are imprisoned, pray for them. People who are imprisoned in themselves because of addictions or other sorts of mental illness or even physical illness that almost incapacitates. Those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, come, Lord, come and lead to freedom. Either the freedom of dying and coming before the Lord and being set free from everything, or that God wants to heal right here on this earth. Pray. Don't just look at them as something of ancient prayers. It's the cry of men's and women's hearts every day, oh, come, Lord, come to save us. I wonder if all of us, even just in this country, though I would want the whole world, if you could just open your heart and let's together cry out in these days, these very short days, before we celebrate the great feast of Christmas, come, Lord, come, Lord, come to save us. The first reading today is taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 to 14. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the nether world or high as the sky. But Ahaz answered, I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord. There is a way of telling the Lord what he ought to do, and that's wrong. But to ask the Lord for what you think you most need with all your heart, being willing to allow him to perhaps reshape your prayer so that you ask for things that are according to his will, but ask him for what you need. He hears the voice of his children. He longs to hear that voice. Cry out to him. Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld, as high as the sky. But Ahaz answered, I won't ask. I will not tempt the Lord. And then the prophet Isaiah says, listen, O house of David. Is it not enough for you to weary men? Must you also weary my God? Therefore the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. We know what that means. They didn't, but he gave them a clear sign of what was to come. And many of them remained faithful and waited for it. Some of them died without seeing it, but they died with hope that the Messiah would come. Do you believe that the Messiah came for you and for me and for all those we love? And all those we have difficulty with, the stranger as well as the closest friend, came to save us all. Let's let our hearts be open to gratitude and to implore him to come more and more into our hearts and lives daily. You are welcome here, Lord. Enter in. Come, Lord Jesus. Make your dwelling here. We welcome you. Psalm 24, let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. The Lord's are the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. How much and how often do you cry out to him? I find myself doing it more. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come into my heart more. Come into my mind and my spirit. Come into this difficulty that I'm facing. Come and make your home in me. Walk with me. Teach me. Lead me. I will do my best to follow you today. Let your prayer just be like that. Simple. How God longs to come into the human heart, but he never forces himself. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. She didn't get puffed up. She was confused. Why would this person say, "Hail, full of grace"? And then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, now she questions, but her spirit obviously was very different than some of the other appearances of angels to people. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" That's a logical question. And the angel said to her and replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." So both of them are blessed. Elizabeth, your relative, which we just finished reading about, she too has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God. And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Look at that surrender. Look at that. May it be done in me. May it be done to me according to your word. I mean, her life was turned upside down. It was not what she expected from a human point of view. But she had a deep relationship with God, and she was ready to say yes. Yes, she was conceived without sin. Yes, she had a great advantage. But nevertheless, she had free will. She could have said, "I have six questions first before I say yes." But she so put her faith in the will of God that she said, "May it be done unto me according to your word." Can we get to that place of abandonment and surrender? I think we can get close. But we need to keep asking the Lord, "Increase my faith," to believe, to read the scriptures every day. Ponder, what is God about? What is God doing in my life? What is God asking of me? And then, you know, don't come up with some big holy plan. What commandments of God do you have difficulty with that you aren't obeying? What are you doing about that? When you read his word, are you living it? Do you understand your weaknesses? Not navel gazing. I'm not talking about that, but do you know your weaknesses? Do you know the things that lead you into sin? What are you doing about that? Oh, well, that's just me. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Yes, we're weak. Yes, we're sinful. We're definitely imperfect. But God can work wonders when he has a soul who's willing to say, be it done unto me according to your word. It's an enormous act of faith and trust. But what better way to honor God in this season than to become more like his mother in that spirit and attitude, men and women? Takes grace, but open your heart. What a gift of yourself to give him this Christmas. What a gift. Lord, I want to belong to you more. I want to follow your word more than I've done in the past. Will you teach me and help me? And I lay this desire of mine at your feet. God would be honored by that. Or whatever it is that you think you should do. I need to give up drinking so much. There are those kinds of things that we give up, and they're good to give up. But there's also a way of saying, how does God want me to advance now? How does he want to draw me closer to him? What's one thing in my life that holds me back? We all probably have 10 or 20, but what's one thing that's particularly challenging for us? Just be honest. You still have a few days before Christmas. And we all talk about our Christmas gifts, what we're giving to this person or that person. Well, what gift are you giving to your Savior this Christmas? The one who became flesh for you. The one who lived his life on this earth for you. The one who was mocked and ridiculed and eventually utterly tortured and destroyed for you and for me. What gift can I give him this Christmas? Give him something small. Start out small. If you regularly do this, then keep right on doing it. But if this is the first time you've thought about giving a gift to Jesus this Christmas, make it small, make it realistic, and then keep on giving the gift. Give it every day. God himself will draw near to you when he sees that you're sincere of heart. And when you fail, when you make mistakes, that's not snatching away the gift. You just say, Lord, I'm sorry. Help me to do this better. And then you start over again. It's okay. God is honored by our humility. God is honored by our asking for forgiveness. God is honored by our desire to be more and more like him. He's so honored by that. It's a great gift to give him, not just at this Christmas, but for the coming year. Ask the Lord to show you the way he wants you to go. For the four Sundays of Advent, I have put four meditations on a CD which is available for purchase. It's entitled Journey Through Advent. To order, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there. Again, the title Journey Through Advent, or call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone.